McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach, welcome to the show. And let's just jump right into it. Big ball game this past week on the road against Bryan County. A good team, a team that went to the Final Four in their respective division last year. Hostile crowd, great environment for a game. And we took care of business, Coach.
Yeah, we did. We started off, got punched in the face really quick. Todd, they scored on a sweep, and it looked like our defense just, to me, wasn't playing hard. And I was like, what in the world? That's not Buccaneer defense. And, hindsight's 20/20. We held them to minus 2 yards passing on a bad screen. MJ Quarterman, getting this later, locked their best receiver down to no catches, and we held their offense to 60-something yards total offense. But that one play was 57 yards, and it was awful. So, watching the film, I know why we didn't play hard. The running back fell to his knee and just continued to run, and there was no whistle.
Wow. So, it's the human element of the game comes into play there.
It did, and, nobody does that on purpose, but it kind of bit us right there off the bat.
Well, but although they scored quickly, and it was a busted play, as you've talked about, the Bucs didn't lay down. I mean, they actually took that as it seemed to me they met that challenge of being down early and responded in a big way.
They did. Our defense really stepped up after that. I don't know that they did that. They may have had one more first down off a penalty or something, but they didn't have much. Our defensive front seven really just took the ball game over.
Yeah, I mean the defense. MCA has always hung its hat on its defense. And it did so again. That running game, that running back for them, the stats, he had over 1,000 yards going into this game, which is only midseason thereabouts. Yep. And so he's a special player.
He is. He had over 1,000 yards. He broke the long one on us, so I think that obviously woke us up. They ran three basic plays Friday night that they ran with consistency. They ran would call the fullback isolation, where the big fullback comes and hits your linebacker and the back runs behind him. We played an overlapping scheme where if they isolated one linebacker, the other linebacker could fit and make the tackle. And then we changed our defense up just a little bit from a 40 front for four man with their hand, four man front to a five man front. We brought the strong safety down off the edge, and they started running to our weak side, and Derek Irons and Javonte Cummins and Makai Jackson, those guys really. Tyler Alexander really, really had great ball games.
Yeah, there was a lot of good action in the trenches. As we know, every game pretty much comes down to winning the line of scrimmage, and our defense stood tall.
Yeah, when our linebackers took the isolation out, they started running a sweep, and they pinned us early with it. And then we adjusted Derek Irons and Makai Jackson, and Derek ended up getting a safety, in the ball game. Which was big. And then the other play they ran, they never got a lot of traction because I think our team speed was too much, was a little counter.
Yeah. And they came into the game throwing the ball around quite a bit too. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But they didn't really throw it around as much against that Buck defense.
No, they didn't. We MJ Quarterman's a formidable corner. He's around 6'2", 6'3". It has springs in his legs, so they didn't even try to throw it to that guy. I don't know if it was because they were worried about MJ picking it off, or if they were worried about not being able to have time to throw it. Because Derek coming off the edge with Javonte Cummins, Anthony Jackson, Jaden Lotson, that was a big pass rush.
Yeah, the quarterback for Bryan County didn't seem to have much time all night long. Let's flip it over to offense. And there's a lot to talk about here, Coach. A lot of positives, a lot of good things happened.
Yeah, we, offensively, we picked up two new players. Made some adjustments from injuries and some guys that weren't quite getting the job done. And so we came out in what we call our double slot ace formation. It's very similar to the wing T, except it on the wing T, you have a tight end side and usually a split end side, which is called the slot, and the wing is usually over the tight end. Slot's over the tackle. Well, if you studied our productivity charts, you would see that our productivity was pretty high on the split end side and pretty low on the tight end side, which would be declared the strength. So we just made a mirror image of each one of those and made it look like a split inside on both sides, so it was very balanced. So you had to kind of pick your poison. They played a little bit of a field defense against us, tried to take the field away, and we started running our boundary offense, and they never really adjusted to it.
Yeah, I mean, the large chunks of yardage seemed like each time we ran the ball, or at least most of them. Neil West had one of his best games, maybe his best game of the season. Talk to us about Neo.
Yeah, he did. Todd, he threw the ball well except for one pick six. And I think that aggravated him so bad he decided to take over the ball game. So he had four carries. Y'all listen to this closely. Four carries for 123 yards and two touchdowns. So he one-upped his interception on it. So he was our player of the week this week and got to hoist the belt up. Yeah. That was a big deal. And offensively, we ran the slots on the jet sweeps type stuff, ran the fullback on the isolation buck sweep. Then we threw the ball deep. We had a big first down to Craig Battle. And, we played Andrew Roberson out on the other side, opposite of him. And that kept Craig from being doubled. And it's ended up going to be opening up Andrew here soon, too.
Yes. The passing game complemented the run game and vice versa. I mean, it was a balanced attack, and you were able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, productivity up too, Todd. We rushed, I think we only had 10 first downs. It was a fast ball game. I think we ran 30-something plays. They ran 30-something plays. So, the clock was burning pretty good. I think we had 10 first downs, around 310 yards, 9 yards total offense, something like that. So it was a good game. For the Bucks, we had a double. We turned into a 3-4-headed monster. We had two slot backs attacking you, had a fullback, a quarterback, and arguably some deep threats. So it was pretty good. One of the biggest adjustments I thought that our staff did was to make some adjustments on the offensive line with personnel.
Yeah, I mean, and the adjustments were noticeable and successful. It was a great job by the coaching staff with that throughout the ball game. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, you know, as we've talked through this game, let's focus in on some individual player performances. There were lots of positives going on in that game, and I know you've got some great things to share.
Yeah, I'll start with individual performances on the defensive side of the ball. Man, alive, I don't even know where to start, really. I'll start with middle linebacker. Every call goes through Tyler Alexander and Makai Jackson. Tyler Alexander, Todd, had, listen closely, 9 solo tackles, 7 assisted tackles, and 1 tackle for a loss.
Wow.
So he had 17 total hits at the night. Makai Jackson was not far behind with 7 solo tackles, 4 assists, and a tackle for loss.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's hard to not talk about Javonte Cummins as a D lineman, had 10 tackles. Anthony Jackson, 7. But the one that just played extremely well that was a big impact was Derek Irons. Derek Irons had 12 solo tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, a quarterback sack, a fumble recovery, a safety, and a touchdown on a mishap punt.
That is as impressive a stat line as I've heard.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's, you know, he needs to let some college recruiters view that ball game. It's, you know, he did some things sloppy too, but he's been back only what, 2 Fridays.
Yeah.
But I noticed that he was adjusting well. And we corrected him. He immediately went away from something bad, went back into the good. And as a result of paying attention, his productivity just went off the chart. So that was the guys that, you know, the rest of the defense obviously played well, but those guys really had exceptional ball games.
Yeah, and it made a huge difference in the outcome of the game. And it allowed your secondary to play really well also.
It did. You know, the safety was big. That put us, we missed a 2-point conversion, so getting that safety gave us that 16 points to 14 over them. That's when the ball game was a little bit tight, tighter than I wanted it to be. And then special teams, you know, we missed 1 extra point, but I thought the bigger special teams, the kickoffs and the punts and things like that, we did really well. We were paying attention on the bad punt snap and got to the punter before he could adjust on the bad snap that they had. We ended up, Derek fell on the ball for a touchdown, or tackled him for a touchdown.
Yeah, and lots of hustle, lots of effort in that play and across the board.
And there was. We're going to have to work a little bit harder this week. Keyshawn Tyson's not going to be with us this week. He's, you know, he does a kickoff, so I'm hoping Justin Rozier or Junior Jackson can play and make up for him kickoff till we get him back.
Well, and it's always next man up, and those young men will be ready, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, let's talk about offense. I want to start, we've struggled a little bit with the offensive line. You know, we heavily graduated some big guys last year with Wayne McClinathan, Trey Miller, Dalton Riles, Dawson Hassler. You know, we had some big guys that were there. So we've had to rebuild the offensive line. That's been challenging. So we've made some adjustments, removed the tight end and put him at guard. That was Jabari Grant. We moved Sam Sullivan, who's maybe the most coachable kid on the team, to a guard, and he graded out about as high as anybody.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yeah, so offensive line was more productive. We still struggled in a couple of areas, but it was a whole lot better than it had been. And then what we talked about earlier, Todd, with the mirrored alignment on each side, the same on each side, what that does in football makes you reveal what your defense really is and makes you balance up. So we could tell they were a straight 3-4 defense. They were even on each side with a nose guard split in the middle. And one side they gave us a hard time on. Our yardage was hard-earned on that side. But the other side, we were hurting them pretty bad.
You know, and one thing about Bryan County, and we've noted this, but, you know, on this subject in particular, is they had good size on their lines.
Yeah, they were maybe the biggest team we've played all year. We felt like we had an advantage in team speed, and they had a big advantage in size. So We tried to keep our pad level down, use our speed, play a penetrating type defense, get on the perimeter, because and when we did run in the middle, we tried to double team.
So, Coach, you know, the offense was balanced out. You had some changes there that were successful in this effort. How about some individual performances on offense?
All right, so on offense, start with the receivers. I thought the receivers blocked the perimeter pretty well, and even when they didn't, the threat of them going deep was still made them look a little better. Our blocking was sloppy, but the threat of them going deep backed the DBs off, so it kept them out of the game a lot. At the slot back positions, you had the two move-ins, Greg Peacock and Jaden Ellis played. Greg had a big game offensively as far as stats go. I thought Jaden didn't have the stats because of the way they were playing their field side defense, but, man, his blocking was off the chain good. He was – their first outings as Buccaneers was impressive. And then you had Nehemiah West, you know, hitting the big pass to Craig Battle to get us in at that portion of the game was a tight score, mm-hmm. you know, to lead to a score. And then, you know – Ernest McIntosh at fullback, he's a bruiser. He's going to be able to run the ball well. But what something that Coach Boatman has talked about, Coach Boatman coaches our linebackers and running backs, he talked about Ernest has been taking pride in his blocking and asking how he's doing. And that's part of maturing is that in that backfield position to realize, hey, if I block well, somebody else has success. Then they block well for me, I have success. So Ernest is just becoming as you call him, the truth back there.
Oh, Ernest is the truth. Have no doubt anybody out there listening, Ernest McIntosh is the truth. And he is a big, physical, fast back. I mean, people that step in to tackle him tend to remember it.
Yes, they do. He's when he doesn't pitter pass, just a 10th grader. You got to remember that. And sometimes I act like he's a senior. So he... But when he does run hard, when he does lower his pads, he's something special. And he's getting better at that every week. I've been really pleased to hear this blocking was getting better. And then, of course, you got to talk about our main team captain, Nehemiah West. He leads on off the field. He had a great big mistake with a pick six. And he, you know, a lot of kids just lay down. It made the score 16-14. Oh, man, he just responded. You know, those two runs after that were massive. One of them was, 80 yards or so?
Yes.
And he made it. He just took the game over, and he scored two of those touchdowns and put us in the lead. And with the block punt deal, that bad punt snap, rather, that was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, Nehemiah West, his presence on the field tends to make all the difference.
It does.
We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Coach Warren, let's look forward now. Great recap of a big ball game last week, but it's time to start getting ready for the next opponent, and that is none other than Metter High School rolling in here to set up what could be a true slobber knocker of two juggernauts just going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, it's a big ball game, Todd. They're coming in ranked eighth in the state with a 6-1 record, maybe 5-1 record. They've got a good football team. They run a spread offense with a little bit of wildcat mixed in to get one of their better ball players the ball. Defensively, they look like garanimals. They're big. They play hard. They lost one game to Swainsboro, and they just looked out of sync. But the rest of the year, they look really, really good. It's a tough schedule we've had this year. We've played the number 10 ranked team in the state, ECI, beaten them in overtime. Lost a heartbreaker to number 9 ranked Jenkins County, where we had the 2-point lead in the fourth quarter. And now we're playing the number 8 team. And, the Bucks have been around that top 15. We've been as high as 10, as low as 15. And I think we're coming in usually around 11 or 12 right now.
Nice. It's going to be a big night as far as the opponent goes. And it's going to be homecoming.
Yeah. We haven't had a pretty night for a home football game. It's been the rain threat or raining during the game. So we've had tough time with this. So we've got homecoming, pink out, alumni night. We've got face painting. FFA and those guys with the Verger selling barbecue. We've got a big concession open, homecoming parade. So if the weather's pretty, this could be a bigger crowd than we've had all year.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Always fun to come together for homecoming. And it being such a big ball game, Coach, I know, every game is big and it's important, but, you put two teams like this on the field, you got to expect some fireworks.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be – that used to be a big rivalry. And, we hadn't played the last 2 years, but the 2 years before that, we played some really good Metter teams, that were tough. And, played them twice for a region championship and lost both times. So I expect this game to go down the wire as well.
Yeah, it's two teams with a lot of strengths on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, my first stint here, we played Metter multiple times. I forget the coach's name that was there at first. One time, the Dome team, we lost to Metter the year we went to the final four in the Georgia Dome.
Okay.
We threw a pass for a thought was going to be a touchdown. It glanced off our player's helmet. And they caught it and ended up getting a touchdown off of it.
Oh, so it was one of the
– it wasn't in the end zone. It was kind of midfieldish, and they caught it and went in with it. So it was a big deal. And, the former MCA coach, Robbie Robinson, was at Metter at one point, and we nipped them in the ship over the old school. And I understand his son, Buck, is calling the offense at Metter now.
Oh, so, things do tend to go full circle if you're around long enough.
Yep.
And that's big. So what kind of – go back, and talk a little more about the defense we're going to see against Metter.
Metter is running a 4-4 type defense.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So it looks like a 4-4 for the practical eye, but – it's really an odd front because they run a zero nose guard. That's head up on the nose, on the center rather. And they move around a little bit. So I've been around a long time. It's the old Busby Statesboro defense. And it's tough. That little nose guard, you got to know where he's inserting, how he's inserting, and how you're going to block him. And then on the strong side, they've got a tackle that could pinch inside and hit your guard or go outside and wallop your tackle and tight end. And then they've got a really on the strong side, they always play a really good player at outside linebacker. So you've got to account for that guy because he's covered up. All your blocks are there. So it's a unique defense. I've noticed on film that they've had trouble maybe understanding the defense at times because they've gone into a vanilla 4-4, which is easier to coach and sometimes easier for the kids. There's nothing wrong with that. I run a pretty vanilla front right now, but that confidence level's high. And those guys maybe they – they're trying to get some identity on that with those two tackles as to who they want and who they want to play it.
Yeah, and you know, and like you've mentioned, you know, they've got athletes all over the place.
Yes, they do. They've got athletes, Todd, absolutely everywhere under the sun.
Yep. So, you know, and as we go into this game, looking at that, you know, it'll be athlete on athlete, you know, good team on good team with a lot going on. And what players for them can we highlight here? Similar to, you know, Bryant County had their running back, which everybody knew about. You know, what does Metter have as far as standout players?
Well, everybody wants to know who the offensive players are. I guess it starts with their quarterback. The quarterback is a true dual threat runner passer. He's got great feet. He's elusive. He buys time with his feet. I would put him similar to our quarterback, Neo, for sure. I would think that he's in that category as far as
what happens there.
I think he's in that category. Then they've got a running back that is their bell cow. He's going to get the ball quite a few times, and they're going to try to establish that run game for sure. And then they've got a receiver, number two, who's a big playmaker.
Yeah, so they're going to throw the ball some as well.
Yes.
Okay. That's you know, and looking to that, I mean, you know, you always talk about the dual threat quarterbacks, similar to Neo. You know, he can get it on the ground and in the air. So sounds like it's going to be a good challenge for the Bucs on both sides of the ball Friday night, Coach.
It is. Their defense, Todd, I don't know. You know, you see the big playmakers, and on defense, they're big. They're big, and they move well. So that is a big deal for us to be able to play those guys. We've got to figure out a way to get hats on those guys to slow that defense down. And if you made me pick how the game's going to go, I think whoever can eke out a couple scores may win this one. It may be a defensive slugfest.
Defensive slugfest. And, of course, continuing to reduce and eliminate the mental mistakes of the game and not play behind the sticks.
Yeah, if we're behind the sticks, we're going to be in trouble. Or if Metter's behind the sticks, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, it's that time of year where teams, you know, are continuously getting better. They're working hard in practice, as are the Bucs.
Yes, they are. Metter plays with a lot of pride. They've got historically a really good program that, you know, if you go look at their playoff records and things like that, they've been really good. And I know from a post that Buck Robinson put on Twitter, they won their 500th game in program history the other day.
Wow. So, you know, folks, there you have it. You know, lots of great things going on here at MCA with the Bucs football team and Coach Bradley Warren. Thank you so much for being with us, Coach. And thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off. And you know who we are, but I'll remind you, we are one Buck.